Good evening, and welcome to the August 16th, 2017 meeting of the Public Works Advisory Board. All members of the board are present. If there are any members of the public that would like to comment, this would be the time. Seeing none, the first item on the agenda is the consent calendar. For the minutes of June 21st and July 18th. Has everybody had an opportunity to look at the minutes? Are there any corrections or additions that need to be made? Seeing none, would someone move to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as stated.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor,
aye.
Signify
aye.
By saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. B1, director's report. We'll leave that to the director.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, board members. Again, Rob Leivick, Public Works Director, joining me tonight is Joe Miller, our Utilities Manager, and Damaris Hansen, our Environmental Programs Manager, in case you have any questions. We did have a couple of folks from our engineering division depart from the city this last month. So Rick Sauerwine retired a little earlier, but you'll probably still see him coming around the office every once in a while. He can't stop coming in, and he wanted to finish cleaning up his office before he finally left. So he'll be doing that over the next couple weeks or so. And Jared Whalen found another opportunity and sought to take that. So we are recruiting for a senior engineer and associate assistant engineer, had a few applications, and we'll be interviewing some folks next Friday. So
who's taking over the capital improvement project while Rick's gone?
I'll be directing that.
So you'll carry his duties till you get the...
Yeah, so I'm the registered engineer now with the city. So I have some assistance with Pam Newman. She was intimately involved with the pavement management and developing the kind of the details of the sidewalk project. So she'll be assisting with that work.
Good deal. Thank you.
Well, we're looking for civil engineering generalists. Mm-hmm. So, you know, cost estimating will be part of that. Typically, we use already established costs for our cost estimates. So Caltrans's bid tabs, we'll use those. We'll use the counties. They have a pretty well-established spreadsheet for unit costs that we borrow from in that. So, like I said, we're looking for generalist civil, not anybody specialized in one particular area.
Yeah, I was sort of curious. I know that with the finance committee, when I'm involved with it, usually it's getting an accurate estimate of the work. It's been one of the big issues that we've been seeing on the on that review board. And I was wondering where that falls in on the public works side.
like I said, it is an important skill, and we'll we didn't get a huge amount of applicants for the position, so we'll be working with that person or those people to develop those skills.
Thank you.
Since you're got the mic on, why don't you start if you have any questions on the report, John?
Nope. I took a look through it and didn't see anything which I felt I needed to comment on.
Okay, Chris?
My only comment is on the disabled parking we're seeing around town. Quite a few spaces, and here it mentions still underway. Are you approximately how many more you're putting in, or are we close?
So we're using the access board's guidelines for that. So basically one per block gets a we're using the existing street parking standard. So we take a spot at the end of the block, as you've seen, delineate it and sign it for ADA accessible parking. So we're looking at basically the downtown in Embarcadero. We're not going to go much beyond that area. Next year we might look at North Main Street, but really the high intensity commercial areas. We did get a suit, but we did get a complaint about the lack of street side accessible parking.
Okay, Stu?
Nothing right now.
Steve?
I got a quick one. It's on the wastewater.
It's on the wastewater in the new WRF, and it's probably just because I sit on that panel. I just wanted to ask a few questions regarding it. It appears that August 8th you had gone back to the council with an interim update. Are they going to be seeing anything new at the RIFCAC committee at the beginning of September, or is it going to wait till it goes through the city council on the September 26th date?
Likely we will cancel the meeting in September, but you'll see a poll probably for something later on in the month, because we won't quite be ready with the analysis for that first week in September, but we'll
so
try.
So you are hoping to meet prior to
correct,
the city
correct,
council.
Yeah. Gotcha. So, but it won't, likely will not be that first meeting. We just don't have all the costs pulled together yet for the various locations, and we want to get back together with coastal staff before we meet again.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. That's all I had.
Jen?
Mine were on the streets thing, and particularly SB1. It says in there that the city's anticipated to receive approximately $70,000 this year and $200,000 next year, and that's already in the budget. So that is just... So that's not competitive funds, right? They just
no. That's
that to the
by
city?
Formula.
Okay.
So it's through the highway users excise tax. So we're getting it with our gas tax money. So we'll get it in semi-annual disbursements from the state.
And is that out of the 80% of it that's focused on fix it first?
Yes.
So the other 20% is competitive, and it has it all broken down, like for trade corridors and stuff. Is this where we could get money for, like, Highway 41 and Main Street? But you can't apply for it probably until you're at a certain point.
Until we have an environmental document, which will be probably fairly soon on that. We have Omni Means working on that with their environmental consultant and Caltrans. So we should have an environmental PAED phase of it. Sorry. Siri's talking to me. We'll have a environmental document completed probably in the fall to bring forward to our planning commission and review with them.
And then there's this. Since this is competitive, there's no guarantee you'll get it. But we still have to go forward with fixing that street, whether we have a source of money or not. We have to come up with sell apples on the corner or something to pay for it.
So there is no mandate that we do anything at Highway 41 and Highway 1 Main Street. It's just that it will continue to, congestion will continue to increase there. And we show it going to into failure in a few years out. So it'll be difficult to get through that intersection over time. We're also trying to encourage Caltrans that since it is a state-to-state route, that they need to provide, have some skin in the game also. They need to provide funding through their minor B money that the district director has discretion over to put towards these projects. Initial estimates for at least the roundabout option is it's about a $5.3 million project. We have about half of that in already in outside funding towards it, but we still need the city's portion and any other outside funding that we can bring to the table. The state is, and our local MPO is now expecting that these projects are matched 50%, that the community really needs to come up with 50% of the dollars on these projects.
The money that you have is not community money, so the community has to come up with the other half.
Most of the money is coming from the federal government through the CMANC money, the congestion management money for air quality.
Mm-hmm.
Christian? Okay, I only have one question, and it's more, I'm just trying to picture in my head, if Cayucas builds a plant up there, and they're still going to be sending discharge down to our plant, is that correct?
Or we'll be using a common outfall. So
we'll be using a common outfall.
Common, it won't be going through the Morro Bay treatment plant. It'll be
right.
Mixing with our effluent and going out the common outfall.
Okay. Would they be laying a separate pipe? Or would it be going into the pipe, the existing pipe, which goes into our plant? Is that...
They have... There's two lines coming into town from Cayucas. One is they own, solely own, and then there's the jointly owned trunk, Main Street trunk line. Their solely owned line is what they plan on using for that, repurposing that for their effluent line. The jointly owned line has basically our raw sewage that would be going into it, and it couldn't be used as an effluent line.
Okay. So that other line is already existing?
That our line is already
existing. What is that used for right now?
They pretty much entirely use it for their flows right now.
Oh,
they don't
okay.
use the jointly owned line.
Mm. Okay.
So I'm sorry. So it's purely a trunk line. There's no collection going into that.
Right. On their dedicated line, on the what we call the Morro Bay trunk line, there is collection going into
right,
that
yeah,
line.
That's what I thought. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Christian, this is your last chance. If you said later.
I do have another question.
Okay, John.
I had a question. Let's see if I can pick it up there. It was on, you know, we had briefly talked once that you were wondering why they didn't just bring an off-ramp off on Errol and rather than... did you ever see a cost estimate for doing that rather than the roundabout?
The I saw it addressed in the PSR that was done in 2000, and the reason that would put Main Street on state-maintained segment. It would put it back on the highway system, and the state had no desire to add any more lane miles to the highway system.
What's the lane miles of the roundabout?
That would be maintained by the city of Morro Bay. It's within our maintenance agreement area.
Do we get any money for that maintenance?
No.
Any further questions from Rob? Thank you very much. Or did you have one, Jan?
No, I don't know
about
this.
Well, that's when you ask.
Maybe we can talk about it.
we have time.
Okay, so it's back to this the trunk line from Cayucas. And you said we use the common outfall. Is that right? From the wastewater system to the ocean. But with the last council meeting, I was at the wastewater, the state water people were saying we probably wouldn't be able to have that outfall in the future. For at some point, it's not going to be there. Did they say we were the only state that's the only city that still had it, or did I get my information mixed up?
Yeah. As Joe reminded me, they're talking about the permit that we continue to operate under, which is the 301H waiver. That will be going away. The right to discharge not fully secondarily treated wastewater through that outfall to the ocean. That's what will be going away. The physical infrastructure of the outfall will remain as, even if we were reclaiming 100% of our water, we still need a method of brine disposal. Say far into the future, or maybe not so far in the future, when both Cayucas and Morro Bay are reclaiming all that wastewater, there will still be a residual product because it'll be treated through reverse osmosis. There'll be that brine that will still need that outfall too.
So if we have a wastewater plant that does the full treatment, and we're only using that then for the brine, and theirs isn't up to that standard, would they still be using our? Would their stuff still be going into our outfall to treat it the way it is, or would that they not be, have the permit if we don't have the permit?
It's all of our outfall.
Okay.
So it's jointly owned. We own 60% of it. They own 40% of it. So yes, likely what will happen is they will have their plant operating before we have ours. So they'll be meeting full secondary or perhaps even tertiary standards before we're operating our facility. Likely they are looking at issuing a construction contract this fall.
Okay. So when theirs is done, they won't be sending anything this way.
Yes, they will.
I didn't know much about.
No, this is a good discussion. So, existing coming from Cayucas and into Morro Bay, there are two pipes. One they own solely, that comes to the plant. One that's jointly owned with Morro Bay once it reaches the Morro Bay city limits. They will stop using the jointly owned line and put all of the treated water from their treatment plant into their solely owned line. Plumbing will have to change near the plant so that it will not go through the plant, but will go directly to the outfall.
Okay.
Through the air relief structure, there's kind of a square tower at the treatment plant where... that's where the effluent will probably mix at and go out to sea.
Okay. That's next chapter will follow.
I can draw a picture of it too. So.
Okay. Any last questions on any subject? Okay. And we'll move on to the last item, which is potential future agenda items. Do you have an idea of what might be coming up at our next meeting?
We will look at our work plan and see what's ready. The two next closest items, and I neglected to attach the work plan to the staff report, so we'll be seeing that with each meeting. Code enforcement and parking, planning is not ready to move forward on those items yet, so they were deferred. So those are likely, one of those two will likely be coming forward. And also, as you remember, we discussed Adopt a Park, Adopt a Thing, memorial programs. Janine is writing the actual policy document, and that will be coming back to you so that we can bring that forward to council. So we have a something that folks that want to adopt something can pick up and look at and see what rules they need to follow and the city needs to follow in the adoption program. Also, we'll probably have an update on the short-range transit plan that Stuart helped out reviewing those proposals on. And while I'm on that subject, Janine is looking for a couple of volunteers, or up to three volunteers, I think, or maybe more, depending on how long you want to take your stint on riding the trolley and counting folks getting on and off the trolley. So that sounds something interesting on a Friday or Saturday, you can give Janine a call and she can set you up with a shift to collect that data for a short range transit plan.
Great.
Question, you brought up the fact of one of the future items being code enforcement, and I usually don't hear that in the terminology of public works. It usually falls under planning and building division.
It's those codes that relate to things that happen within the right-of-way.
Oh, okay. So strictly the stuff.
Strictly the stuff that's within the right-of-way. So parking encroachments, occupying the right-of-way with structures, a limited subset of the broad range of code enforcement.
Okay, thank you.
Something I'd like to see fairly soon is any modifications which you plan to make to the pavement management program, especially the full recycle, or what do they call it?
The full death reclamation.
Yeah.
So we'll, I need some staff assistance to do that. So we're either going to contract that out, or if one of the candidates is a real strong pavement person, they'll be jumping on that right away. And we'll get that back to you as soon as possible.
When do we need to have those modifications into the contract to keep schedules?
So we already have a contract with Pavement Coatings. We issued a indefinite quantity, indefinite delivery contract. So we'll just be doing a task order, basically, under the contract terms that we already have. So it's a little bit shorter process. But we do want to get that work initiated as early as possible this year. I have three consulting firms from the area that are interested in helping us out. I just need to find funding to hire them. Perhaps as early as next month, we would bring that forward. If we don't do it in the real short term, I'm thinking that we delay it until spring, because no sense in trying to do what we did last year and pave over the winter.
That's not smart.
No. We thought we were going to could rely on another dry winter.
So what I did notice when I was looking at the stuff identified for full depth, you would probably have to reduce some of the projects there in order to get the full depth.
Is that correct?
But is it about twice the triple cape seal?
Almost twice, yeah.
Okay, so basically, where the blue stuff maybe half of that would have to be deferred.
Correct.
Okay.
But it does, I think, end up with a superior product, too.
I agree.
I have one last question. Also on the pavement, the money that we'll be getting from the SB1, is that money that had been calculated in at our previous discussions when we were talking about the shortfall that we have every year for pavement?
No. It just so made it into this recent budget calculations.
So all of those, the discussions we've had about putting a measure on in 2018 would be modified based on this new source of revenue.
Correct. And it'll amount to about $200,000 a year once it's we get beyond this first partial year. So long as it survives,
doesn't get repealed.
Yes. The next couple of years.
Okay, thank you. If there's no more last questions, thank you, staff, for attending tonight, and all of the board members. We'll now adjourn to our September 20th, 2017 meeting. Thank you very much.